Hi, Home Care. How can I help you?
You'll have to speak up for one. I couldn't hear you.
Hi, Home Care. How can I help you?
Oh, much better. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for some home health care for my sister and I. We both live in the same household, but she lives in the back and I live in the front, but we share a common room.
So you want to sign up both of them? You and your sister?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Well, we have Humana health care insurance. Does your company take Humana?
Do you have Medicaid as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Medicaid and Medicare, both of us.
Okay. Just let me check.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on, let me check. Okay, let me just check here your Medicaid. Can I get your date of birth, please, and your first and last name?
Can you speak up?
Can I get, please, your date of birth and your first and last name?
Linda Acosta, and my birthday is 1/22/51.
1951, all right?
1951.
Okay.
I'm 75 years old.
So your first name is Linda, and your last name is what?
Acosta.
How do I spell that?
A-C-O-S-T-A. A-C-O-S-T-A.
T as in Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Acosta.
Okay. Okay. Is your address on 1107 New Lenox Boulevard, Columbia, Missouri?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, just hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, just a second.
At this rate, anybody's fine.
Okay, just sorry for the wait.
That's okay.
Okay. Okay. So, Is your phone number 573-890-5797?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have anyone in mind that you want them to be the caregiver, or you want we should provide you with a caregiver?
I need you to supply them.
Do you need a caregiver from our agency, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sure. Okay, and the point of contact will be your phone number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And we need several hours, not just a couple.
Yes, of course. Okay. That will be that. I will explain to you that after I get your information, I will connect you to the state, and they will ask you a few questions, and then they will schedule an assessment date where someone will come down to your house and evaluate how many hours you need. So they will evaluate. Okay. Okay, so just hold on. Let me just get more information here.
Okay.
In what county do you live in?
Boone. My throat's so bad.
You live in Boone County, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me just check if we do. Okay, so we will give. I will do. Is it the first time you try getting home care services?
No, we have home health care right now, but they can't get anybody in because we have to find the people, and we don't know anyone. We
so you signed up with a different company.
Yes.
And they said that you have to bring your own people.
Yes. They didn't say we have to get our own, but that's the way it's always been.
Oh, okay. So what's the name of that agency?
Alliance.
So did they take your information, or they just told you that you can't be their patient if you don't have aid?
Well, they just can't find anybody right now for their to work with us.
Mm-hmm.
They just
okay.
can't find anybody.
Okay. Okay. Can I get your social security number, please?
313-58-4040.
So that was 313-58-4040?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So hold on. I'm going to check with my supervisor if we do Boone County. Just hold on.
Okay, thank you.
Same old, nothing. And then we have mail doors and all things. Meals, you know, labeled meals, the good ones.
We have three.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you got my tax right back at 60 payout. And you will. Well, I'll tell you. Just got the message. Anything I can do?
You just told him.
Anything I can do to help? Okay. I don't know why not. Okay, let me know.
Okay. I'm having trouble hearing your voice.
Bye.
One moment, please.
I can barely hear you again.
I said one moment. I'm sorry. Okay.
It's okay. Oh, we gotta get the mail too. Today's such a pretty day. We made it some today.
Yeah, we did.
Tomorrow's supposed to be 70.
Yeah, walk
the dog. That's what I'm thinking.
Got my mind down.
That's true. I can't in mine. Mine is a dress.
I'm not.
Okay.
We're going to come back in with some of it. I'll turn off. Let me come back into it. It took my whole head off look on that picture. We gotta do something about that.
Eventually,
sometime in the day or night. Sounds familiar. Okay, just hold on. I'm just checking.
It's okay.
Thanks for
holding. There's no problem with that. In case you know language over there. What's that language over there?
I have one. Hello.
Okay, my supervisor is going to enter me in one moment.
Okay. I just barely hear her.
I know.
I thought it was dense for a minute. Look.
Yeah. That's my
brother
had dinner.
I looked up and I thought, yeah, wait a minute. Doesn't make sense. That reminds me, you gotta get that scent before we forget.
Gotta get what scent?
Scent. Our CBS.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta be working on that and see if we can get that scent. Before they cut off completely. We're being 59 degrees. Look on the TV.
Cool.
Isn't that
something?
59 degrees. Going to Missouri. That's a shocker. He just missed his long pants. When it comes back around, I'll show you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Just hold on. Bullet.
Go ahead. Bullet, I can't hear.
I don't know why, I'm just saying 1 second. Okay, so first, until my, you know, I'm waiting for my supervisor to enter, let me just take your sister's information as well, so we can have both.
Okay. Here.
So, okay.
You're on the phone.
So do you both want to have the same caregiver, or do you want to have separate caregivers?
It does not matter.
Doesn't matter? Okay.
Just so the work gets done. We're not too terribly hard to get along with, but we got things that have to be done, like our meals and stuff, which we sometimes don't eat the same things, depending on the day and how much things we have to do. We try to do the same things. It's easier for everybody else, but and most things are together, like mopping the floors or all the floors. We go ahead and, even though we have different rooms, we do the same things. You know, we have the same person do both rooms. We do share the bathroom and the kitchen together in the living room, but everything else is separate. But somebody can do all, you know, but for both of us if they wanted. Or you could bring in two different people.
You can't work with two people at the same time.
Well, it's a different company. I don't know if we can have two different people work at the same time or not. Or just one person at a time. It's usually easy one person at a time.
Okay.
Like right now, I get 5 1/4 hours and she gets 5 1/4 hours. So mine will come in during the day and hers will come in during the evening.
Did you get approved for hours already by the state?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
Okay.
But they have the company.
Okay.
I'm inhaling this one.
I would like some of that before it's gone. In fact, I want the rest of it before it's gone.
Go ahead.
I'm glad to be with you.
I'll ask you how many days we do this county.
I can't hear you again. All I heard was your voice. I couldn't hear what you were saying. You care to repeat yourself, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just talked to my supervisor. Just hold on, okay?
Oh, that's much better. Yes, ma'am. Well, hang on to that, Margaret. I'm
okay, it's
keeping
just
this corner.
We do this county. Okay.
Okay. We can't pay anything out of our pocket because we have no money.
Right. This everything is covered by Medicaid. You don't have to pay anything.
Oh, good. Good, because we have no money.
Okay. So what we're going to do is that I'm going to connect you to the state. They will ask you a few questions, okay? And like they're going to ask you, like, you're going to tell them that you want to switch agencies, and you're going to tell them that you want to switch to Deluxe Home Care. Do you want to write down a few details? Yeah, Deluxe Home Care.
Deluxe. Right, Deluxe.
Home care.
Oh, home care. Okay, Deluxe.
Okay, and the phone number for Deluxe Home Care is
314.
Just hold on.
501-501-2520. 2520. Okay, 2520. Okay, that's 314-501-2520.
Yeah.
Okay, Deluxe Home Care.
Or let me give you a different number. Just hold on.
Okay. I need my paper on.
Okay, just hold on. Let me give you their phone number.
Okay.
Okay, so 314.
314.
850.
850.
4100.
4100. Now, which would be better to call?
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to connect you to the call. It might take a few minutes until you get connected to them, so please don't hang up, okay? So they will ask you a few questions.
Okay, thank you.
So first we're going to start with you. You're Linda, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then we're going to go to your sister and take your information, okay? First we're doing with you, okay?
Okay, thank you. That'd be nice.
Okay.
Okay, I haven't tasted it yet.
Okay. I'm gonna transfer you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I've had a lot of practice at the moment.
Yeah. You know, because
they're not finished. No, I'm finishing this. So.
Okay. You want the other kind of crackers? This is everything, Patrick.
I have garlic over here. You see, man, those too. But,
okay.
Don't start like that now.
Okay, you start off.
No, I appreciate that.
I guess there's these birthday cards finished up. I have to go back to probably, I'm thinking December. Is that my December birthdays? Is that through the calendar away?
What do you do that for?
For December.
Oh.
Not for January, February. Just December.
I don't think it is right. I don't know how you live, that's why.
I should be, I'm just so away.
I can't.
What?
So I can't reach it?
You can't
remember? No, I can't.
That's fine. I'm good at it. Well, thank you. I think it's the best package.
I think it's a chain. I've always
eaten the best. Oh, me too, but we haven't had any.
That's good.
I think it's a nice change. It makes it good.
Omar. Our father's son. He's 14. He wears Motov shoes. His shirt.
Not blue.
He's as big as Motov is right now. He's 14.
Oh, I believe it. You know how our kids were. I don't know if it's stains on the cards we do have, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
If it's stains on the cards we do have, in Mark, and we have them out. I'll go ahead and send them on the back. I'm going to put sorry I'm late or something like that. Or they forgot to write it on the inside. But I want to get back as far as open in December. I may start in January since that's all I have. But we have a lot of birthdays in December that I didn't get out. I'm going to go back to November. I didn't have marked out yet. I didn't get down to one out. I wonder if we can get maybe somebody in here. We need to find out how much you pay our caregivers.
Not really sure as long as I'm in work.
Well, I get Rich check over with us. I'm over with this for sure.
Who?
Rich. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting works with Sarah. I want Sarah to change over. That's the only ones I really care about getting changed. Oh my. I have in my paper. I've got several books out with paper and I can't find one. It's right now, I can't. And take them up. Ready? There you go. He feels the heat, so he just scoots back.
Home and community based. This is April. Are you calling for yourself or for someone?
Both. I have a sister and myself.
All right. May I have your name?
Linda Acosta. That's A-C-O-S-T-A.
All right. And what is a good callback number if we get disconnected?
573-890-5797.
All right. And your date of birth?
12251.
All right. Give me one moment to get your file pulled up here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. And Linda, is this number you just gave me the primary number you want us to keep on file for reaching you at?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are there any other numbers or anyone else's number that you would like to keep as a alternate?
Yes, I have my sister's number.
Okay.
And that is 573. I'm sorry, go ahead. I'll wait until you're ready.
No, I am ready.
Okay. 573-590-4448.
And what is your sister's name?
Margaret Rodecap. And that's R-O-D-E-C-A-P. Road cat.
All right, and may I have your address?
Looking for caregivers. 1107 Aletta, and that's E-L-L-E-T-A Boulevard in Columbia, Missouri, 65202.
All right. And is that good for your mailing as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And which county are you in?
Boone.
All right. And how can I help today?
We're looking for caregivers.
You're
somebody
looking
to help
for
us make meals, help keep the house. Help us with our baths, different caregiving situations.
Okay. Well, I am seeing that you have the CDS Consumer Directed Services model. So that means that means that you are responsible for finding and hiring your own caregiver to work through Alliance.
Okay, that's our problem right now because we live alone and we don't know anyone. So
okay. We're
just kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Oh.
We have two people that we know that we can possibly get to work for us.
Okay, so do you want to check with them and see
it.
If... Do you want to check with them and see if they can work through Alliance, or would you rather Alliance be responsible for staffing a caregiver?
We're with Alliance right now. We're trying to find a company that can help us get someone in because Alliance, we're having a difficult time, the same problem we have with anybody. We just don't know anybody, and we can't get anybody in. So right now we're doing without any care except for one person, two people that come in. And one of them comes in for respite only, and the other one comes in to help clean. But he has to walk 45 minutes one way, And so he's unable to come every day by any means. So we're looking for AlleraCare, hopingly that they can do a little different, that they can start bringing people in. That's the reason we love Alliance. We just love it. But we can't get people in here.
Linda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Javi from the Home Care Agency. It's something, I guess, you just got cut off and you got connected back to me. So what you have to tell them is that you want to transfer to Deluxe Home Care because we can give you an aid and the other one can give you. So that you're going to have to tell her that you want to transfer to Deluxe because you want we to give you an aid, okay?
Okay, give us an aid?
A caregiver, yeah.
Okay.
So, because the one that you signed up with can give you, they said that they don't have caregivers, right? And you have to have your own one. So we're Deluxe Home Care.
Right, exactly.
What?
Okay.
So you.
That sounds great.
You have to just tell her that you want to transfer to Deluxe Home Care. The number, I gave you the name Deluxe Home Care, because they can give you, because they can give you caregivers. Okay.
Okay.
If she asks you what do you want, just tell her that you want to switch to Deluxe Home Care, okay? Let me try to connect you again.
Okay, thank you.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information.
How many?
Call
Sorry, I can't hear you.
This is Home and Community-Based
Hello.
Services. My name is April. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
I'm calling for myself, but I need Deluxe Home Care.
Okay, like you're trying to get Deluxe Home Care on the line or you're wanting to change your provider?
Change my provider.
Okay, and what is your name?
Linda Acosta. That's H. C-O-S-T-A.
All right. And your date of birth?
1-22-51.
And a good callback number if we get disconnected.
573-890-5797.
All right, give me one moment here. Okay, and you said you're wanting to change your provider to Deluxe?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
If possible.
Okay, let's see here. I see a Deluxe Home Health Care and a Deluxe Home Care. Do you know which one?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay. Do you have a number for them?
It says Home Care.
Home Health Care.
Yes, we have to have home health care, if that makes a difference. He gave me two different numbers. One is 314-850-4100, and the other is 314-501-2520.
Okay, give me one moment here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and Linda, I believe we were just on the phone a little while ago. So, and you were telling me that you were having a hard time finding a caregiver.
That's correct.
Okay. So
we need them to provide.
When you switch over to deluxe, when you switch over to deluxe home care, do you want them to be responsible for staffing a caregiver? Do you want to change from CDS over to an in-home services model?
Yes, I have to have them bring someone in.
Okay.
We don't know anybody. We have three people we know that will change over to your company if we decide to go that way.
Okay, well, it makes a difference on it. It makes a difference on if you want to use those three people or if you want Deluxe to be in charge of picking your caregiver.
Deluxe needs to be in charge.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm from Deluxe, so I could just jump in. The consumer is still going to be in charge. It's going to be CDS services, but we're going to be very, very much hands-on. It's not going to be in-home.
Okay, thank you.
It's not going to be in-home?
It's not. I'll explain after we hang up. It's not going to be in-home because there are certain benefits to doing it this way. But it's going to be the same concept because we're going to make sure that you're covered all the time. Okay?
Good.
Yes.
That helps.
I hope it helps. That's what we're here for.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Linda, give me one moment here.
Okay, thank you. I know. I see that. You guys still there?
Yes, I am getting all this information put in here for you. Thanks for your patience.
No problem whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You just got quiet all of a sudden.
I know. I'm not good at talking and typing at the same time. It'll be a mess if I do that. All right. And Linda, Linda, do you live alone or with someone?
My sister lives in my same house.
Okay. And do you have any special communication needs with seeing, hearing, reading, writing, or speaking?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
We have to get out of hold for Medicare.
Right, right.
All right, Linda. Well, I have submitted this request to switch your provider over to Deluxe. Right now, due to our caseload, we are running approximately 21 to 31 business days out. But as soon as a care plan specialist is available, they're going to be reaching out to you by a phone call, okay?
Well, I'd like to know what the differences are. Like, what would my caregivers get paid? Is it sufficient for them?
I don't have that information. That's determined by the agency and by Medicaid.
Okay. What was the other question? My sister and I live in the same building, basically, but she lives in the back and I live in the front. But we have a common area. We use the same bathroom, we use the same kitchen.
So it's the same house, household.
But it's, like she says, it's the same house as different households. So she needs to be signed up also.
She needs to sign up for services, she wants to change her provider as well?
Both. She wants to change providers as well.
Okay. Well, let me finish with your file here, and then you can put her on the phone, and we'll get her done as well. Okay.
I can talk to you from here.
Okay. Give me one moment.
Oh, that's really there.
Yeah, that's the new one that I just showed on that. True, then that film here that was running on there.
That's true.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. I am looking.
Okay. And your sister's name?
Is Margaret Roadcap.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Does she not want to have the conversation with me?
Oh, she's right over here, and she's got her head in the... she's talking to a friend.
First of all, let me get her information, and then I will need her to get on the phone and give me permission to speak with you. Do you have her Medicaid number or her social?
307-68-1418.
Okay, and her date of birth?
7/20/66.
Okay.
69.
Huh? Oh.
Okay. And Margaret, are you able to hear me?
I am.
Okay, do I have your permission to speak openly with Linda about your care plan?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You can talk to me about anything. No problem.
All right.
Yeah, she's sitting right here beside me, but she's talking to her friend.
Yes, and so anyway,
You don't have to speak up, Marvie. It's fine.
Good job. Good job.
No problem.
Appreciate it so much.
You're welcome. wonder why this is getting cooler. It says the fall.
Okay, and what is the primary number we should have on file for Margaret?
Okay, 573-590-4448.
Okay. And then the address one more time.
1107 Aletta Boulevard, Columbia, Missouri, 65202.
And I don't remember your county. I'm sorry. Can I have that again?
Okay. Boone.
Out front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're wanting to do the same thing here.
Yes,
just
ma'am.
Put in a request to switch a provider over to Deluxe. Okay.
Yes, and having somebody come out here that... Because we don't know anyone. Like I said, we know three people that can come out. I mean, we know other family members and stuff, but they all live in Bolton.
Okay.
So we need somebody that can come in that we don't have to set up their ability to come out. But I think we got how to do it. And take it off and move the entire works over sideways like this instead like this. Why don't you move it a little at a time and put it up and see if it works until it gets set in the right time. Well, I got it fixed. I mean, six is just a matter of minutes. And you're not doing the work, I am.
I have to sit up with it.
All right, Linda, I am all done on my end. Does Margaret have any special communication needs with seeing, hearing, reading, writing, or speaking?
No.
Okay.
She doesn't write well, but I do mostly writing for her.
All right. And is there,
yeah.
Is there any particular time of day that's better for the specialist to call you guys?
Preferably between 10 and 2.
Okay.